Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
April 20th. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to you folks in Buford. But Sam tells me you got some real good high school programs out there.
Everything.
They got everything out
everything.
There. Huh?
Everything. Everything. Not just football and baseball and basketball, hopscotch, double dutch, whatever it is they play.
They got all that out
whatever
there.
It is they playing. They,
what
they,
you guys
they,
drinking out there?
They trying to win state championship. That's what they do up in Buford. Shout out to the Wolves.
The Wolves? That's them?
Wolves. They're the Wolves.
Okay.
You know, no.
Can a wolf take a husky?
No mistake in that. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Okay, so. Yeah.
We're going to send you out there and let you find out.
Yeah, I'm just asking. I have nothing to do with this place. Stick around because we've got a special 8 o'clock hour. We've got Myles Garrett joining us. We haven't talked much draft, but we're going to talk more draft coming up in just a little bit. Also, I got a fresh casting call. Normally, I have this on a Sunday. We got it today. And you can thank Tyler Perry for that, and I'll get into that during casting call. But up next, the fastest growing feature on Sam and Greg is They Got Next. We started this 7-8 weeks ago. This will be our 9th contestant, and we just want to open up our show to 13-year-olds and under who want to get into this business, right, Sam? We ain't scared of who's next.
Nope.
We have an opportunity. We have a platform, and so we started this and reached out to the folks, asked you to let us know about a 13-year-old or under who would like to get into this business. Now, I want to do this first before I introduce you to Natalie, Sam. Because we've had this just a few weeks after we started that we had to wait for the website to get built and what people are going to see when they get there. So you go to 929thegame.com, click on contest, and you're going to see the entry forms to let us know about the 13-year-old in your life or under. And the question at the top is let us know in a up to 100-word or less paragraph why you would like to do a sports report live on 929 The Game with Sam and Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua wrote this. As a 13-year-old sports enthusiast with a passion for basketball, my dream is to one day broadcast live on the radio, engaging with athletes and sharing the excitement of the game. I aim to provide insightful analysis, interview players, and cover major sporting events, especially in the basketball world.
All right now.
There you go.
Like a made-up mind to me.
It's like it to me. And so I have had a wonderful conversation, a couple conversations with his mother, getting this set up. And her name is Natalie, and I want to welcome Natalie to the show. Natalie,
good morning. Mosley.
Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning. Good morning.
Are you about sick of me now?
Not at all. Not at all.
we've talked a few times throughout the week, and you couldn't be more patient. But I understand we got a really excited young man there.
Yes, absolutely. He is very excited and is happy to have this opportunity.
Can you tell us a little bit about Joshua?
Absolutely. Joshua Mosley, he's from Ellenwood, Georgia, where he is the middle child of four boys.
Mm-hmm.
He is 13 years old and attends Henderson Middle School. Joshua is an athlete, started playing baseball at the age of 2. He also plays basketball. He was recently named a recipient of the DeKalb County 2024 Middle School All-Star Team. Last night, we attended a banquet where he was awarded Henderson Middle's 2024 MVP. He was recruited by Matt Hauser to participate in the former NBA player John Lucas International Middle School Combine in Dallas, Texas next month.
Okay.
He's an academic scholar. He currently maintains a 3.7 GPA. He loves playing drums. He's very artistic. He has his own company making T-shirts, hoodies, hats, and other apparel. You can check him out on Instagram at shopfoclothing. That's F-O-E, family over everything. Joshua is very determined in teaching him that he can do all things through Christ, instills in him that there is nothing that he can't do. So let's show some love to your very own Joshua.
Look, she has taken over. This has been the growth of this feature, Sam, has been amazing to me. I love every little bit of it because it is morphed from the kids.
We channeling Steve Harvey here. Put your hands together and show your love.
And the parents are like, oh, and my baby runs fast, and my baby does this, and I love it. We love all of that, Natalie. It has been, and again,
that's beautiful.
She's been really wonderful to talk to.
Spectacular.
All right, so here's the deal. And for those of you in the audience who have not heard this yet, we're going to introduce Joshua in a second, and then he's going to give up to 10 shout-outs. Because, you know, when we have kids on, they want to say hello to their friends and family and aunties and grandmas and all of that. So we're going to let him do a shout-out. So we're going to talk to Joshua afterwards. So, Natalie, again, thank you. We're going to let you hand the phone to Joshua, and we're going to give him his proper intro. Noel, will you please?
It's time for They Got Next.
Sam and Greg give area up-and-coming broadcasters 13 and under their shot at the bigs.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And with today's sports report, we go to 13-year-old Joshua Mosley.
Yo, 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 it's Joshua Mosley, a.k.a. JBZ, coming to you live from 92.9, The Game. Here's the sports report for today. There has never been more interest in a WNBA draft, with the number one pick being Caitlin Clark to the Indiana Fever. Let's give it up for Chi-Town doubling up on star power with number 3 pick Carmelo Cardoso and number 7 pick Angel Reese. Shout out to the champions NCAA college women, South Carolina, with their undefeated season going 38-0, defeating Iowa State 87-35. Ravens jostled with great Deion Clark, unable to shoot the ball. Congrats to UConn pulling through with a 75-60 win over Purdue. Big ups to Tristan Newton, senior, leading UConn to another national championship. How about that hot chop shot? The Atlanta Braves, with a 13-5 record, going on a 5-game winning streak. Travis d'Arnaud heating up last night with 3 home runs and 6 RBIs. Go Braves. Pray for Albies and Murphy to return soon. Big ups to Coach Stephen Lawler and my Lakeside Baseball Middle School Gold Team for their championship win on Tuesday night. I had the opportunity to close out the game, striking out the last 3 batters. I ended my season with a .364 batting average. It was a great season. Go Vikings. You can follow me on Instagram at 1.luhhjosh. If you didn't know, it's Joshua Mosley, a.k.a. Jay Busy, with Sam Crenshaw and Greg Clarkson on 92.9 The Game.
Okay, Mike Conti, were you listening?
I know that's right.
or Jerry McKenna or Reggie Rouse?
That was tight.
Man,
that was tight.
We can't have no college students on here, Natalie. Joshua, congrats. That was
just remarkable.
That really was. That was great. I mean, the reason we clapped, we didn't clap, was because our mouths were open.
I know that's right.
Congratulations. When did you put that together, Joshua?
I've been working on it all week.
Okay. But you waited for some final scores that brought you toward the end of the week, right?
Yes.
Especially the Braves last night. Now, tell me about this clothing stuff you're doing, man.
Yeah.
So it was the championship game last Tuesday night. We played against Chamblee Middle School, and I started off at center, and then towards the 7th inning, I came in to pitch, and to close the game up, the last 3 batters, I struck them all out. To end the game, we won the championship.
All right. Now
you got a tape on YouTube, don't you, Joshua?
On your site. Not right now.
Oh, okay. It's coming soon.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
It's coming soon.
Real soon.
I got to tell you something, Sam.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous of Joshua.
Why is that?
Given the information that your mother gave us, Joshua, now not only are you an athlete, a two-sport athlete, maybe three, baseball and basketball, but you're also a drummer?
Yes.
Okay, see, this is the disconnect, Sam, because, see, I played those sports too, mostly baseball coming up, and I was also a drummer. And I'm a much better baseball player right now because I didn't want to stay inside and practice my paradiddles. Joshua, how did you balance learning, you know, the beginning of becoming a drummer and still wanting to get out there and play?
Well, I actually got lessons, and I was able to play on a drum set.
You
weren't given just that one drum and said, all right, make magic.
No. The whole set, man. He's working it.
And you got some awards, too?
Yes.
Give us a couple. What'd you get?
So the first one was the MVP, most valuable player. And that was, my coach said that I was the most talented that came out of Henderson. Okay. And I got the All-Star reward for rewarding me to go into the All-Star game for 2023 to 2024, DeKalb County Middle School.
There you go.
We are just impressed. Now, we got to tell everybody out. See, you're intimidating a lot of folks, Joshua.
No.
There's some parents out there say, my baby ain't as good as him. Yeah, we don't want to go on there.
Yeah.
No, you have achieved a lot, and we expect a lot more from you.
Yeah.
And God bless you, man.
You got to do his shout-outs, man.
That's what I was getting to right now. Yeah. I just can't. Like you said, Sam, he was tight when he got on here.
He was tight, man.
We gave you 10 shout-outs. Who do you want to acknowledge?
Okay, first I want to thank you guys for having this opportunity. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to the Mosley family, my parents, Tori and Natalie Mosley, my brothers, Calvin, Jaden, Jackson Mosley, and Trevor, my Uncle Harrison Mosley, a.k.a. the freshman, my school basketball team, Henderson Middle School, with Coach Jermaine Smith and Coach Rock, my basketball trainer, Coach Stephen Horn, with 360 Basketball, my best friend, Julian Russell and Isaiah Gregory, and my grandparents, Nathaniel and Aline Jackson, and Grandma Edna Mosley.
Gotta get Grandma in there.
Yeah, man. He covered them all.
He did. He covered them all.
Teammates,
Joshua,
best friend, coaches. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know.
He got them in there. And if anybody didn't hear it today, we're going to replay your They Got Next tomorrow at 8 o'clock. That's what we do.
So okay.
The people that we have on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday. And listen, I can't thank you and your family enough for participating in this. You did a wonderful job. Everybody has been great in their own unique way.
Mm-hmm.
You created another lane for yourself, and yours is, like I said, it is as wonderful to hear and a greater performance as everybody else that we've had on there. And we wish you much success, and we hope that you want to get in this business. Now, do you want to play, or do you want to broadcast sports? Or both?
Both.
You want to do both, man. You know, got guys playing. Like Trey Young's got a podcast. You know, so I mean, hey, it can happen.
If you had a first choice, baseball or basketball?
Baseball.
All right.
There you go.
Cool, man.
Well, we want to thank you, and much success to you, Joshua, and I hope your phone is blowing up all day today from everybody who heard you, man. Everybody who heard you. And I'll give you one more shot at your site. Where can people follow you at?
At One Little Josh, it's LUHHJOSH with the number one.
There you go.
All right.
All right, we appreciate it. This dude sounds like he's already in the business, Sam.
Man, he does sound like a pro.
I sounded like Ralph Cramden. I know it. I was going, I'm humming, 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 humming. But it was either clap or just be you know, dumbfounded. Everybody that we've had on, and this is not to diminish the performance of the people that we've had prior to this.
No.
They just seem to get better and better.
But you know what? Because you got examples. You got examples, mm-hmm. and someone can hear and say, oh, okay. And obviously, you got some creativity happening, you know, with each and every one. Like you said, they each bring their special mix to it, and he brought a real special mix to his. So we really enjoyed that this morning.
And Joshua is standing here like LeBron, because the folks before him were like Jordan, and the folks before him were Dr. J, and you know, so on and so forth. So they're all learning from the previous ones, which, by the way, is what we would love.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents would love, because what I'm getting from this, Sam, is the parents are enjoying this more than the kids are.
Absolutely.
And they're enjoying giving the kids accolades out over the air. Well, anyway, I think next week we are going to, I'm trying to think of the side of town, we're going to go to the 30252 area code. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
We're going to venture into that side of town. We'll but that. Again, it's They Got Next. You go to 929thegame.com. You click on contest and let us know who you are. You let us know about the kid, and we will schedule you and get you on here and give you a minute and a half of sports report. I just enjoy this feature so much, Sam.
It's really great stuff.
All right, coming up next, having said that, Myles Garrett,
yep.
Fox 5, going to let us know what's coming up with the draft. He's joining us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. Coming up, top of the hour, Sean Belizean, our boy from WJR, but he's actually not there anymore, Sam. He's down the street, round the corner there. But I just want to hear that accent. Like I'm talking to Montreal or something, but he is our hockey guy, and playoffs are here. And
he's going to say oat.
Pardon?
He's going to say oat.
He'll say a boat.
A boat.
he'll call his daughter a hoser, something like that, or you know, or bring it all. I didn't think I'd ever hear anybody call somebody, at least publicly, a hoser anymore. But he did so. Sam, did you know on this date?
On this date.
A couple things happened, but have you ever heard of, let's just do that. Cubs played their first game at Wrigley Field.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in the day, back in like 16, and it was called Wegman Park.
Okay.
Changed to Wrigley Field. Today was the day of the first mobile home. I know you're thinking to yourself, well, yeah. No, there was a situation that was chronicled, and they called it then the first mobile home. It was obviously horse-drawn, but it was used in London. And then somebody else did it, and then somebody else did it. But the first one was created, and it was out for use and being sold, and it was on this date. So like I said, there's the first day of everything.
On this day.
You could give me. I didn't know that they stopped. The first game ever, Major League Baseball game in Hawaii, wasn't until 97. The first Major League Baseball game was played on this day in 97 in Hawaii.
Why?
Go figure. Cardinals and Padres. But they, I don't know. It ain't like they didn't have a stadium or a field.
And you don't have a Major League team.
They don't have no Major League team. But they listen, we go everywhere else, so why not go to Hawaii to play baseball? So they went over there. It was a doubleheader. You figure if you're going to go that far, you might as well play a doubleheader.
Why not?
Yeah. So anyway, that stuff happened out of day. Have we got our guest? Because I know that we were efforting him. We do. Myles Garrett, Fox 5. Good morning, buddy. How's your week been?
Good morning, fellas. It's been good. Happy that it's Saturday.
Right. How about that? You know, and what an eventful week. And, man, you got an eventful week coming up, right? You're getting ready to hit the road.
Oh, yeah. We're heading up to the Motor City on Wednesday. So we're going to be up there for the NFL draft. Hopefully get a red carpet opportunity up there. So it should be fun.
Have you been to Detroit before?
I have, not to the city, really. I have family that kind of live in the suburban area.
Ooh, give me a town. Because somebody, you know, around the corner here, what town are they from?
I
put you on the spot.
You did.
Okay, well, then never mind. All right, man, we'll talk about your thoughts on what you've been following. Obviously, you've been following what the Falcons may or may not do. Give us your thoughts right now as we sit here on this 20th day of April, just days away from the draft.
So I think it's important to consider there's a lot of factors that are at play because obviously, you know, it's going to depend on what goes on in front of them because, you know, you've got the quarterback situation, you've got – you know, the first wide receivers that could go off the board, whether that's Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, those guys, and then obviously, like I said, the four quarterbacks. So I think there's a strong possibility that Atlanta could have their pick of the first defensive player that, you know, could come off the board. You know, there's still the element of Joe Alt. You know, you've got an offensive lineman that maybe you want to consider there who could be your best player available. But given the circumstances and, you know, where you're at right now, it seems like edge rusher and cornerback are really your top priorities right now, and you could really have your pick of the lot at that point. Now, the question comes, do you want to trade down and maybe get two? Because I think there's a chance that if you do trade down, you could get both those guys and kind of double up in round one, maybe get two first-round picks there. So I think it all depends how it unfolds. Right now, my gut tells me that they're going to go edge rusher first, and then maybe take a cornerback. My guy is Latu. I think that's the guy they're looking at right now. But, you know, it could go different ways. I mean, maybe Dallas Turner's on top of their board. Maybe it's Jared Verse, but I think Latu is their guy.
You believe so? You think he's the one?
I like what I see out of him. I also do really like the connection to Jimmy Lake with their connection down at Washington. I know that, you know, it's been a little bit since that happened, but I think you can't overlook that, the familiarity that coaches can have with these guys. And obviously there's a lot of arguments that Latu can be the best edge rusher in this draft. Now, there's some questions about what they want to do schematically. Dallas Turner does have more experience sort of dropping back into coverage a little bit, and that's kind of what Jimmy Lake likes to do a little bit with that 3-4 defense perhaps. But at the same time, I do like the familiarity there, and I do think there's a strong case for Latu being the best pure edge rusher in this draft.
Folks, spend your time on the waitfor.com outline with Myles Garrett on this Saturday morning, and he is social. You can always find him at Myles Garrett TV at Myles Garrett TV. And folks, you want to follow him with him this week because he will be going to Detroit, will be going to the draft. What else do the Falcons look for in this draft? I'm hearing people say still get a quarterback in there somewhere. How big of a priority will that be? Because we're set for the starter and the backup with this team.
As far as the backup quarterback is concerned?
No, as far as drafting a quarterback. I mean, is that a priority? Should that be a priority? Do you do that before, say, the fifth round?
So, again, I think this could come down to really what happens and how this draft unfolds, because should this happen, I think that this is your first option. I think this is the most unlikely option, but I think there is still the possibility, you know, does a Drake May perhaps fall? I think if you get a guy like those top four prospects, perhaps, specifically a guy like him who is really raw and could maybe use a year or two to sit, I think if he falls to pick number 8, it would be very, very, very tough to pass on a guy like that. I know you're in win-now mode, and you want to surround Kirk Cousins with as many pieces as possible to make this run here, but I think if a guy like that falls to you at 8, then you have to pull the trigger. But that being said, I don't think that's going to happen. I do think they are going to address quarterback at some point, maybe in the 3rd or 4th round. I think they like Spencer Rattler quite a bit. I think they were impressed with what they saw from his pro day and maybe some private workouts. But, yeah, I mean, they've made it known they're going to address that position and add one more body to that room with Taylor Heinicke. So that being said, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see them address that probably 3rd, 4th round. And, you know, you could see it depends on which guys may fall, too. Like if a Michael Penix Jr. starts slipping a little bit, maybe in the 2nd round you take a flyer on him, or a Bo Nix, one of those types of guys. So, again, it's all subjective depending on what happens and how the board plays out, because, guys, there's always one guy that ends up slipping, and the Falcons could end up nabbing him if he's there.
Myles Garrett joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam, I'm going to make you put your TV hat back on. I know you've been out of the business doing it on a daily basis for a while, but you and Myles are doing your job leading up to the draft. When do you stop listening to general managers around the league? How many days, how many weeks before the actual event do you stop listening, knowing that you're just being fed a bunch of you-know-what, and you guys can see the team, you got your own eyeballs, you go, this is what they need, and this is who's going to be available, I believe. I'm not listening to GM 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, well, you don't get – well, you always have that opportunity with the GM, and it will happen for us with the Falcons this week. Before draft, there's always that pre-draft press conference where you're talking. You know, and the thing of it is, how much of it do you listen to? How much of it do you look to it and find something in that might lead you to something? Miles, I don't know how you approach that day. I've been to that press conference many, many times, and like, okay, we've talked in a nice circle. What did we really get here?
Yeah, no, it's true, especially with this regime, and I think specifically Terry Fontenot. I think this is a group that likes to keep things close to their chest as far as, you know, not letting things get out. But I think that was also more the case when it came to Arthur Smith. I think Arthur Smith tried to keep a little bit more of a Belichickian type persona, for lack of a better term, when it comes to the team's plans, when it comes to, you know, what they're trying to do. Raheem Morris, I do think, is a little bit more open and a little bit more, I guess, forthcoming when it comes to maybe speaking with media and it comes to, you know, their plans for addressing the team. So I mean, there will always be, guys, an element of politics to this. I mean, it is the NFL. It's very, you know, secretive. You know, you don't really know where a team may be headed at times. So all that considered, I do think they do keep things pretty close to the chest.
You going to make him take his hat off and put the other one on now?
Which one?
His baseball hat. Because I got a question for him, because I think the biggest thing going on with this Braves team right now is the loss of Ozzy. That person, that not just the player, that person and his presence. Hopefully he'll still be around, but I think the loss of him right now is going to be a major effect to this Braves team. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the leaders of this team. But at the same time, it's hard to ignore how this team just chugs along. They find a way to win, because before Ozzy, it was Spencer Strider. Before him, it was Sean Murphy. And then now, you know, you lose one of your leaders, especially offensively, because we know what Ozzy can do for this team from a leadership standpoint, and of course, at the plate and defensively. But that being said, this team keeps winning and beating really good teams. Obviously, they beat the Rangers last night, the defending world champions. They sweep the Astros, and they're beating Philadelphia. You know, they're beating really, really good teams and beating them almost dominantly. So I think all of that, you know, it's just something that this team is able to always stay afloat, because we saw it last year. I mean, when you lose Max Fried for most of the season, Ronald Acuna Jr., you lose him for a lot of the year before that when they go to the World Series. So this team, the way they're built, I think depth-wise, and the way that Alex Anthopoulos has really addressed depth is shown why this team still is. I mean, especially record-wise, it's a fact right now. They're the best team in baseball.
Yep, and the thing of it is, like you said, the schedule is allowing them to really show that. You got, you know, first-place team. They're playing in Texas. Next weekend, they're going to have Cleveland, another first-place team that they're going to see. So, I mean, I know Greg has always said, well, it's April. Yeah, but, I mean, you're getting a chance to show against teams that are at the top. And I think whenever you have a chance to have those kind of meetings, Miles, you want to make the most of them. And this team so far is doing that.
You do, yeah. I mean, it's not like they're, like you said, it's not like they're just breezing right along with maybe a cupcake schedule in the NL East. Like, you know, you're going up against the Mets, which, oddly enough, you lost that series to a team that maybe isn't as good. But, yeah, I mean, they're playing the best of the best and proving that they are the best of the best. But like I said, they just swept the Astros, and, you know, you beat the defending champs 8-3. Travis d'Arnaud hits 3 home runs, which is basically a unheard-of situation where he's replacing a guy who's injured. Now, we know what Travis d'Arnaud can do. We know that he's no scrub and is a very good starting-caliber catcher, but, you know, Sean Murphy was supposed to be your main catcher, you would think, but yet you have your backup of sorts that hits 3 home runs. And honestly, guys, I think you can say that Travis d'Arnaud is one of your leaders on this team. We talk about Ozzy Albies being out and, you know, what he brings to the table from a leadership standpoint. I think Travis d'Arnaud is a big element of that. We were down there in spring training, got to kind of catch a vibe, and especially after the playoffs last year, you kind of got to see who the leaders were, who were stepping up and talking. I think Travis d'Arnaud is that guy for this team.
Thoughts about Darius Vines? He's been thrown in an opportunity to give him a chance to start. I don't know if he's like permanently in that role, but so far so good. Thoughts about him getting the opportunity to go out and be a part of the rotation?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now it was a revolving door there, trying to figure out what that next starter might be in the absence of Spencer Strider. Now, you like what you saw from him in that first game. You know, he pitches about 4 innings. You want to get a little bit more out of him. But he definitely was a little bit better than, you know, a guy like Alan Wynans. You know, you're still trying to see who else can come up here and maybe stick, because, yeah, you get a good game from Darius Vines. You're going to see more from him, but what else is there? Is A.J. Smith-Shawver going to step up? Is Bryce Elder going to return to being that guy that we saw in the first half of the regular season last year? So there's a lot of elements here of guys coming up and getting their opportunities and making the most of it. Obviously, Darius Vines did that, but he's going to have to do it again, because if he doesn't, then, you know, it's going to be a next-man-up situation. You're going to have to see who else can pitch, because there's been some encouraging things from the starting rotation outside of Max Fried and, you know, your go-tos. Reynaldo Lopez, I think, has been a extremely bright spot for this team, and you didn't even know if he was going to be a starting pitcher for this team at one point. I think there was a lot of arguments about him perhaps being just a reliever, but right now he's looking like one of your best starters. So, yeah, I mean, you're seeing some good things in the absence of Spencer Strider, but you want to see those young guns really kind of prove that they're ready to stay and not really be a revolving door of sorts for the other guys down in Gwinnett.
All right. Hey, Miles, a little tip. So are you going to have any free time when you're up there in Detroit?
I hope so. Maybe right. During the nighttime.
Okay. Bring your passport. If you got a passport, bring your passport, because you want to get in the car and you want to drive south into Canada. You got to drive south from Detroit into Canada.
You got to drive through that tunnel, man. You hope that thing don't spring a leak.
Yeah. Well, you can go over. You can take the bridge. But you want, yeah, the tunnel is something. But you want to go into Windsor, because they got some.
Into Windsor.
You want to go to, they got nice casinos there. See, I don't like the Motor City Casino. Detroit's got a couple casinos, but I ain't feeling them. But I've always won in Windsor. Plus, it's kind of cool if you go over there. It's a quick little drive over, and then you can have something to eat and look back at the skyline of Detroit, because you're just going under the river there. So I'm just saying, get one of those little restaurants that sits right there on the river, have yourself something to eat, and check out downtown Detroit from there. At night, it's a nice, nice scenic view. Well, that's all I'm saying. Just a little tip.
I mean, hey, I got to have more luck there than I did in Vegas, so that's encouraging.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. Yeah, they got some, I think the wheels are pretty loose there. But, you know, that's just my experience. All right, listen, Miles, as always, we can't thank you enough. We appreciate are we going to be able to call him next week? Will you still be there when we're next weekend?
I will be back up? Friday, so I will not.
Okay, Sam, anything last
week? We can still talk with him. He just won't be in Detroit.
Yeah, just take some pictures and come up with some good stories, too.
Of course. Right, I'm a storyteller.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining us. We got some jobs out there and money flying through the air. If you have the opportunity, the time, I'm going to let you know how you can grab some of it. It's a fresh casting call up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg on Saturday morning. Thank you again for letting us Saturday morning.
Why are we doing this, Sam? Why
is that? Rest in peace. This would have been Luther's birthday today.
Oh, man.
That's why I threw that on. You're going to start singing. I'm going to shut up.
No.
Go ahead. Keep going. To Drake Middle, Mr. Crenshaw opens up at 8 o'clock. Yeah, this is one of those weird days as far as some of the people who share a birthday with some others, and it's kind of one of those deals like, man, I got to share a birthday with him. And I think everybody who shares a birthday today wishes they had another day, and I'll tell you why. Everybody from Lionel Hampton, who, by the way, thanks to him, we know who Quincy Jones is.
Okay.
Lionel Hampton, was it Sulu, George Sakari from Star Trek?
Okay.
Ryan O'Neill, I mentioned Steve Spurrier earlier, Jessica Lange, Clint Howard, who was in every Ron Howard movie. That's his little brother. I think he was also on the Andy Griffith Show. Allen Houston, NBA's Allen Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Happy 52nd birthday to Carmen Electra.
Ooh.
And also, this is for you. There's a 27-year-old tennis player, Alexander Zverev. Is that how you say his name?
Uh-huh. Yep.
It's his birthday today.
All right. So, they're all playing on the clay. They're playing on the clay, man, getting ready, leading up to the French Open.
All of those people wish they had a different birthday. All of them. You know why?
Why is that?
They share it with Adolf Hitler.
Or maybe they just don't think about him.
Well, that's true, too.
Maybe they try not to think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you all got to.
You had to show up someday.
You share your birthday with somebody.
Yeah, you got to share your birthday with somebody. We were just talking about the draft up in Detroit. As you think about this, I'm going to start letting you know how you guys can find the casting call and the job opportunities. It was on this day Mark McGwire did something that few people in Major League Baseball history did. And Reggie Jackson famously did it in an exhibition game. That was the All-Star game in 71. But that's to hit the top of Tiger Stadium, the old Tiger Stadium.
Right.
Right? And Mark McGwire did it on this date. He became the fourth person to do that in a regular season game. Can you think you can name the other three? And like I said, you know the guys. but only three other people did that. I ain't gonna hold you in suspense. Frank Howard. I know, right? Harmon Killebrew. And one name that near and dear to Detroit fans, Cecil Fielder.
Okay.
Those four.
There were some people I thought would may have done that from back in the day in Detroit, but I guess not.
Not landing it on the top there and hitting cars, bouncing out and hitting the cars.
I'm thinking with Willie Horton and Gates Brown, but maybe not.
Man, you just had somebody sit up. Gates Brown mentioned in this house, folks just start smiling. They did. I love me some Gates Brown. I'm just telling you. It's funny.
That's who I think. We think about the Tigers and guys, they could put them, you could hit some long shots.
Yeah. I don't know. I always think of Ron LaFleur in that movie and then LeVar Burton playing him. Listen, Hilton Casting, they're the leadoff hitter on the casting call this week. And they are doing, speaking of Michigan again, I just timed this out, Grosse Pointe Garden Society. This is going to be an NBC pilot. So they're looking for two particular breakdowns. They're looking for people to be everything, all the needs, multiple roles, just looking for a number of backgrounds, men, women, all ethnicities, all ages. Going to shoot through the end of May. Also looking for stand-ins. And when I talk about stand-ins, they get a little bit more. You get to literally follow the principal that you are standing in for, whether it's the main star or the supporting cast, but you are a stand-in for them, which means you get to go where they eat, you get to hang out in different parts of the set. So looking for stand-ins, you'll see the breakdown under Hilton Casting, Grosse Pointe Garden Society. And Noel, you got your headphones on. That's okay, though. But still on the casting call this week is P-Valley. She wants to be on that show, Sam. I'm working on it. But Hilton Casting, looking for building up. They're getting ready to do both of these two projects. So when they do that, they are looking to build up their database, fresh faces, people they can insert in this particular project and some that they haven't used before. So, again, you'll see that under Hilton Casting. Had a new reality show. They're Shauna Fitzpatrick Casting. They're casting the right pitch, Sam. And they are seeking people in the advertising world, looking for their big break, 18 to 35 years old. The deal is if you think you've been overlooked or underserved in the advertising world, they want to hear from you. If you have the right pitch, they want to hear from you. If you're ready to make your mark in the advertising world, it says here, excuse me, in advertising industry, they want to hear from you.
Okay.
And if you are that person, the payout is $25,000.
Ooh.
Nice chunk of change.
That's all right now.
See that under Shauna Fitzpatrick Casting. Destination Casting. Talk to January. She got two projects coming up. One is A Spoonful of Chocolate. This is a film. Again, filling up her database of fresh faces. So if you've been on the fence about doing this, this is an opportunity right now. April is a lot of projects that are getting up and running. They're going to run throughout the summer. And there are people out there looking to make some money during the summer. Here's an opportunity. Get started. Let the casting directors know who you are, because there are going to be a lot of money flying through the air. Now, I say that positively. I say that, Sam, in a way that we talk about a team. We'll say the Falcons going into a season. We talk positively. We know the pieces that are there. We know what's going to happen. But then injuries happen. And that changes things a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in this case, I have mentioned this before, so I'm not going to gloss over it. There is a possibility of another shutdown. We hope it doesn't happen, but I've been transparent with you about this. When it was the writers and when it was the actors, they got their situation taken care of. But while they were out on strike, one of the other unions that supported them were the Teamsters. And they're working through their situation right now. Locally, I'm understanding and I'm hearing that things are going well. The hurdle, they believe, will be when it becomes on a national scale. I'll just leave it at that. So there is that possibility. And because of that possibility, there have not been, I don't know the percentage, but let's just say if 100% of the projects that were supposed to be coming this first quarter of the year to Atlanta to start production, let's say 75% of them, maybe a little less than that, have come. Because there are some that don't want to come thinking that this strike might happen, then have to shut down, go back to wherever they stay, in L.A., New York, wherever, and then come back to Atlanta. So that is a possibility. But having said that, Destination Casting doing two projects, Spoonful of Chocolate and crime series reenactments. Seen these before?
Okay.
Oh, man. There's a lot of those being done right now.
There's a lot of it happening.
So you need to check out Destination Casting. Numerous actors for featured roles of actual people. Like I said, this is going on right now. Rose Lott Casting doing the Saturday Night Live 1975 thing. They need, among other things, some lookalikes. So remember Hans and Franz, even though that wasn't 75. They need bodybuilders. They need some guys to play who kind of look like the Blues Brothers.
Okay.
If you think of Saturday Night Live characters, there is a need for some of those kind of lookalikes in Rose Lott Casting. So you're going to go to her page, go to CL Casting, their Facebook page. You'll see Rose there. And also Laws of Toughness.
You're going to have a Baba Wawa? You're going to have a...
I don't know.
Rosanna Dana?
I don't know. I would imagine the person who's playing Gilda Radner will do that at some point during the movie.
Yeah.
But... who knows? We'll find out what kind of a nice person Chevy Chase was in that first year. So, all of that. And why Bill Murray showed up in the second year. Laws of Toughness. That's also Rose Lott Casting. Seth MacFarlane is doing a reboot of the Naked Gun movies.
Okay.
So, again, needing baristas and people to be bank customers, employees, pedestrians. This is all under Rose Lott Casting. Extras Casting in Atlanta doing a scene where they need folks to play older versions, adults to play older versions of the kid actors on the particular show. These projects, a lot more. Also, you got your divorce court still. Judge Starr is looking for those of you out there who want to put your business in the street. They are literally asking for people who are about to or going through a divorce if you'd like to be on the show. I got the phone number that they gave to me and also the email address. So if you about that, there you go. And after that, you will see how to find the jobs behind the camera when you scroll down through the list, starting at Georgia.org. So those, the voiceover connections, the generic version of how to submit yourself, all of that's there for you. If you got any questions, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And of course, you can see this list up on Get Cast with Greg on Twitter and up on our site. There was something I was going to ask you movie-wise.
Movie-wise?
Yeah, and I can't think of what it was. Oh, no, a TV show.
Oh.
There's a fact in the history of television that needed to get cleared up, and it was cleared up by the person who played this particular role. A lot of people thought that the first person who came out on TV was Ellen. And as far as live TV shows, I probably right, but I think she did it on her scripted show.
Yeah,
her and who was the girl, the woman from Jurassic Park, I think was on there.
I don't know, but I know it was
Laura Linney.
Was it Laura Linney or one of those? Anyway, she was talking to her and then she came out. But Noelle, I ask you, since you've got the headphones on, today was the last day of the TV show Soap.
Oh man!
Do you know that was the show that broke that window, that glass window? The first character. go ahead, Sam.
What? No, that was.
No, you whistle. I was going to shut up. Go ahead. I know you're doing the soap theme. Then.
Yeah. Billy Crystal was on.
That's what I'm getting to. Do people know that Billy Crystal played the first gay character in American primetime television history? That character Jody on Soap.
Yeah.
Was the first gay character. And somebody came out, I don't know where and when, how it happened, but Billy Crystal, he literally came out and reminded people, excuse me, I was the first that landed on that rock. And he was. So, again, that was just one of those interesting, insignificant show business little tidbits that Billy Crystal owns that.
That was a groundbreaking show.
It really was. And it was, if you go... see replays of it. It was stupid funny.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Crystal was hilarious also.
That was funny stuff, man.
It was stupid story. All right, you ready for this? We had a little fun here. I got this. I put this to the side because I said, I wonder if Sam and Noel know about this or seen this story. Did you know this story came out on BuzzFeed? There were 30 things literally every millennial had in their parents' house growing up in the 90s. And they put this list together. I'm not going to go through all of them. But frozen orange juice. I don't see that no
Not
more.
Not in my house.
A copy of Doctor's Book of Home Remedies.
Not in my house.
Let's see. Landline phones.
Yes.
Okay. That had squishy buttons and lights up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gone. Backup mini tapes for answering machines.
Oh, yeah, the backup tapes for them. Remember those things?
homey food resin wall decor in the kitchen. Let's see here. Apple canisters. I'm trying to think of a good one here. The Glade plugins. Man, there's still some of them around here.
Yeah.
Corn holders.
Nope.
You ain't got them little things you jam in the side of a ear of
corn? Ear of corn? Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, it was something I knew I'd fill up this. Fake plastic grapes in a bowl?
Oh, no.
Well, they had grandma's house? This everything millennials had in house?
Decorative cardboard boxes that were meant to look like they were... Rubbermaid plastic laundry hampers?
What?
No.
Metal mattresses? Again, this is what they believe. Bath oil beads? Wicker basket? Okay, well, let's move on.
Okay, wicker basket. Okay, you hit one.
Finally, you were missing.
I'm just reading this, man. I ain't saying everybody.
Well, I tell you what. While we got a minute here, use something with someone who came close to accomplishing something. You mentioned that John Sterling was retiring and how many games he broadcast. While I was there yesterday with the Hawks, and they were bringing everybody out for us to talk to for 4 hours, Steve Holman was there, and he says, "You know, I was driving carefully today. I want to make sure a bus doesn't hit me anything." He said, "The Hawks just needed to play one more game." He needs to play one more game. For him to get to 3,000, he is 2,999.
Oh, no.
And he's got to wait.
Oh, no. This is like Hank Aaron. They're all offseason.
He's got to wait, man. All he needs to do is they couldn't win one more.
Man.
So shout out to the voice of the Hawks, Steve.
I can't believe y'all did my boy Steve like that. He needed one more bang.
He said, "No."
To get to 3,000.
Wow.
Hey, you guys, speaking of that, Gino Auriemma, we can save this to the next hour, says that one and done's, that rule is going to ruin women's college basketball. You have an opinion on that? This is from Gino. Given the nature of what we've just been experiencing these last few years.
One and done's?
Yes. He says the one and done rule could ruin women's college basketball.
I don't think the money's that good yet. I don't think the money's that good. And let me get guys are leaving that with the idea of making millions, and I don't think women's money is to that degree yet.
As he said, and we'll finish up with this: it depends on whether you want the game to grow or you want to kill it. Auriemma says, if you want to kill it, then let the kids leave after freshman year. Auriemma says. On the men's side, it's become transactional. Everyone's a free agent. And he goes into this whole thing.
I don't think that's happening with the women's game, at least not yet. And I think that's why it's done so well the last couple of years with their tournament.
Absolutely. They stay there and we get to know them.
Nobody's paying them millions of dollars to drop out of school.
At least not yet. Yeah, not yet. Yeah. We have not run the gamut. We've talked about a number of things, and if you think we're done, we ain't. We're going to talk hockey next. NHL playoffs are right around the corner, and we want to talk that. It's Sean Bolesian. He is going to join us. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.